Hey, it's snowing. I hate snow. I hate driving in snow. It's not cool. I was going to make a video holding it in my phone holder here, but I got lazy. I didn't want to press the button. So, you got me. Anyways, how was your weekend? Oh, yeah? Mine? I stayed home. But you know what happened? Great basketball. Lost first game, won the next two, tournament style. Not the first game, but the last two. I thought they did awesome. I think they are right now ranked 5 in the state. Or 5, ranked 5th. That's only what, 5 games? 4 games in? I think they have like a maximum of like 23, 24. That's not including playoffs and state. Anyways, but I did a lot of recuperating and streaming on my days off. I probably should have been making more shorts, because it works. I'm not saying I'm making a lot of money, and I mean, I was just looking at how much I've made on YouTube since I started. I don't remember how long ago, but I haven't even made the first threshold of the amount that you're supposed to make, which is $100. I have not made it. Haven't made $100 yet. So it's not like the shorts are paying off yet, but it is trickling in. Like, you know, 2 cents here, 20 cents there, 30, whatever it is. Like, it really adds up. So the more I can get to my videos, take all of those, create a bunch of shorts out of them, and hopefully they get, you know, 1 to 2K, 3K. Has to be at least 1K, I believe, for it to do anything. But I would say 2 to 3K, and that would be great, because me being able to film basketball or even stuff that I do at home, and like the streaming and taking those and cutting those into shorts, super easy. Like, you just use your phone and you go to your video and you create a short from it. That's a remix, I think is what they call it. But it's still a short, and it still counts towards you making money, which is awesome. So you literally can, I don't even know, like, triple, quadruple your money making, you know, a good piece of content, you know, first. I mean, I don't really do that, except for sometimes when I put the effort in. But for the most part, if you make a good piece of content and you have great segments within that content, that's the greatest time and, you know, greatest way to make extra money on top of the content you just put out. I know it's, people already know it. It's not anything new, but I don't think a lot of people utilize it enough. I mean, I could have, and I should be, and laziness plays a part in it, but if you literally took 5 minutes, at least from what I've done, I'm not fast, but you could probably do 3 or 4 shorts, as long as you have, you know, the content, within 5 minutes, because the only thing that's really needed is, you know, it's 15 to 60 seconds, and then the text, you know. Now, what I've been doing also, not just text, but hashtags, I'm not 100% certain which ones are, you know, doing the best. I don't pay for, like, what is that service? Like Telebuddy or TubeBuddy or whatever it is. I don't pay for a service that, you know, goes into the details on what things are what and how I could probably, you know, make money off of the niche or the certain content or, you know, words or phrases or whatever the case may be. But I do know that sports is, you know, one of the biggest things. And that's, for me, I could, if, you know, I had money or time or whatever, even as I get older, be great. You just go to basketball games, record them, take them home, you know, upload them, turn them into shorts, all of that. You know, I know it's a little bit of work, you know, but the cool thing about shooting a video, at least for a basketball game, the way I do it, you just let it sit there. Now, I would love to, like, have a little bit more money, spend money in a really good tripod to where I can move it really easily and not have it, when you move it, it's like, it doesn't stabilize well, at least with the new tripod that I picked up. My other one got broke last year, literally the last game of the season. One of the legs came off and disconnected. I was able to put it back on, but now every time I close it, the leg wants to come off. So, but anyways, but yeah, I think for me to be able to do that, at least as long as I have enough storage space, that's the only issues I run into. Because all the games that I've recorded for my kids, football, soccer, whatever, basketball, that takes up a lot of room, especially when you're taking the raw video and converting it to make it one video and then adding whatever you want to add to the video itself, you know, effects, text, whatever you want to do. I don't want to, like, get rid of the raw footage because, you know, some of it might be something I might want to use later, but, you know, I don't have a lot of money. It takes a lot pretty much to have the type of storage you would really want to have as a YouTube content creator. Even for me, even if I was sitting at, like, 50 terabyte, that's really not even close to enough of space that you would want to have, especially if you're making videos that might want to relate to an old video. You want to have that piece of content. And I mean, I know you could, if you pay for the service for YouTube, you could download it again, but what's the point of that when you could have it archived and all that stuff? So, I mean, that's one downside to recording and doing all this stuff, but the experience, learning how to video edit, learning what it takes for your computer to be able to compress and do everything else that you need to do with video editing, how long it takes, what processor you need. Like, there's a lot of things to learn. But once you get started with it, even with basic stuff, all it really takes is just jumping in and doing it. Because for me, I'm not, like, the smartest person in the world, but I'm pretty tech savvy. I've taught myself pretty much everything I know just from learning from other people. I know it sounds like, you know, I'm not really teaching myself, but you are. Like, you're learning from someone else, so you're studying, engaging with things that you can learn and probably prosper in different areas of your life. But I think it's really great. It's really taught me a lot of patience because video editing takes a very long time. But I also get to learn a lot about the process. And in the end, the product is what I want it to be. So, anyways, that's my time. Hope you have a great weekend. Peace out.